This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. That Star Wars reference you just heard was an actual headline in the Atlantic magazine this week, and that's because the markets really are looking to Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke as the last hope of stopping a global economic slowdown. Today, China cut its key interest rate 0.25%, the first cut since 2008. We're going to hear more about that in a moment. But first, to Ben Bernanke, who is going to be testifying today on Capitol Hill, and Wall Street will be watching, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Members of the Federal Reserve have signaled they'd be willing to support further action if the economy gets worse. In the past, the Fed has pushed down interest rates, but now they're at all-time lows. Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics, and she says that despite the fact there's not much more the Fed can do, investors are hopeful Ben Bernanke will decide to do something.
The big issue for him are the hints that the market was so ecstatic about yesterday that there'll be some new Fed easing.
Fed easing, that the Federal Reserve will decide once again to buy more bonds. But skeptics are worried about inflation and about the Fed overstepping its bounds. Kevin Jakes, who teaches finance at Baldwin Wallace College, says that's why the Federal Reserve is being careful.
This is an incredibly difficult balancing act. They want to help the economy move forward, yet at the same time they recognize there are potential drawbacks to any policy they undertake.
What Bernanke wants to avoid is doing too much or too little, putting him at risk of becoming this economy's Darth Vader. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.